All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. Today, we're going to be talking about three steps to take to get a job today. I am your co-host, Mark Comar.
Hey, and I'm Josh Starnes. And with what Mark just said, today, we're really going to be talking about all of these recent layoffs. If you are on LinkedIn or in the job world at all, you have seen that a ton of these companies are laying people off. By the hundreds, unfortunately, and it can be a very scary time. So today we'd like to talk a little bit more about what you can do personally to get you a job faster. So Mark, I know you've got a lot to say on this topic. Would you like to start us off today with what you feel and what you think these candidates should be doing?
Yeah, thanks, Jay, man. I don't know. We both have three major points we want to discuss today. But for me, as you said, I want to talk today, Jay, about one point that we kind of brushed over in one of the other episodes, because we talk about, you know, redoing your resume if you haven't done it in a while, right? We've talked about that. We've talked about networking, but we really didn't focus on networking. And from me, from my standpoint, my team the past week or two, as I told you, Jay, earlier, you know, because of all the layoffs that happened, we have contracted hire positions, and a lot of them, you know, when companies need to cut on the bottom line, you know, they let go of non-employees, right? Because it's easier to let them go. So my team and I have been getting a lot of conversations this past week in relation to, you know, what can I do now that I'm out of work? You know, what can I do to position myself to find a job? So, you know, my team has been going over with them again, revamping the resume. You know, if you're going to use AI, like you talked about, Josh, you know, one of our previous episodes, if you're going to use that, how to use it properly, all those things. And, you know, I know you're going to go over briefly here or in a few minutes about LinkedIn and, you know, approaches that you've been strategizing and using. And we've talked about all those things. But one thing I talked to my team about, because as a business owner for the past, you know, 20 years, in order to generate connection, right? Because we always talk about relationships, connection and relationships. In order to generate that, for me, it's always been networking effectively and efficiently. And how does that look for people who are employees looking to find a new job or, you know, find a new, you know, procure a new position? And what I talked to my team about this week is using different outlets where you can, you know, go meet people and you can talk to people. So conferences are important. And we understand, everybody kind of knows about the SHRM conferences, you know, any, you know, fintech startup conferences, different things like that. But these conferences are important. And I think a lot of times people overlook how advantageous they can be for your ability to get to know someone and meet someone who's of like mind and like interest and maybe able to put you in a position, you know, to succeed in this particular case, possibly getting picked up for a job. What do you think so far what I'm saying, Josh? Is that sound about right to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think there can be a more positive tool in this than networking. And again, like you said, networking efficiently. There's a big difference between networking and networking efficiently. Definitely think there's a right and a wrong way.
Yeah. So let me just get a little more clear when I say networking, like Josh has brought up, network efficiently and effectively. So, you know, if you're currently out of work, let me get straight to it. If you're currently out of work and you're looking to, you know, procure a new position for yourself, first off, we're going to talk about all the particulars, like we said, with resumes and things like that. But if you're going to go to an organization or you're trying to find about new organizations that may be hiring for your particular skill set, one thing I would always say is, you know, your local community, you can go online. There's online programs like Meetup, Eventbrite. And I know a lot of times you may think those are just strictly about, you know, what activities going on in your city that's fun or exciting to go out, you know, on a Friday night. But as a person who travels a lot, I've been in pretty much all 51 states in the United States. I've been around the world. When I get to certain cities that I don't know, when I'm trying to learn people and I'm trying to learn and network business wise, I actually get on, you know, Meetup, or I get on Eventbrite, and I actually find local, you know, council meetings that, you know, I can go to and attend. And in that, I can start to network with people who are local, who are in my like-minded field or my like-minded position. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. That makes sense what I'm saying, Josh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
And it's good information, because not a lot of people utilize those.
Right. And because again, I'm from a higher level, I'm always going to like GovCon conferences, you know, for government contracting, or like I said, SHRM, or I'm going, you know, to Vegas for SHRM conferences and things like that. Or I'm going to, you know, a fintech startup conference in Boston. And I understand for a lot of employees, you may not have that money to spend, you know, $500 on a ticket, then get a flight. I get that. But if you're in your local area and you go to meet up or you go to Eventbrite, you can find a local council, or you can find, you know, a company who's doing charity work. And that's the other thing I want to talk to you guys about. Volunteer work is very important, because if you go to volunteer activities, you get a lot of employees, a lot of, you know, CEOs or VPs of companies who want to volunteer their time, you know, in the community for high school events, or for, you know, Feed the Hungry, or, you know, different things like that, clothing drives. And those type of things bring out people who are looking to hire, right? And that is a good way to network, because they see you're giving of your time, especially right now if you are out of work. If you're looking to help someone else while you are trying to, you know, get back on your feet, right? That looks great in its own way. And that's an effective way to network and actually build a community for yourself. Okay. So these are things that you can take action on that I think a lot of times we think about the LinkedIn, we think about the Facebook, we think about, you know, search engines and things like that. But again, that's virtual, right? There's no connectivity necessarily between someone really knowing who you are as an individual. But when you're able to take, like I said, into these volunteer activities, or you go into a meet and greet, personally bring your physical self to an event, and someone else is there who might be a hiring manager, or they might just be an employee who has a connection to a hiring manager, right, at a company. That all works in so many ways better than I think most people even think about. All right. So don't just get in one lane or one avenue thinking that this is, you know, I'm on Indeed, so I should get called, right? Or, yeah, you know, I'm on LinkedIn. I've clicked on every, you know, job. I'm open to hire position I can, right? And what do you think, Josh?
Yeah, I think if it were me, okay, so let's take it this way. If, and again, Mark and I are very different on the way that we network. We have two different backgrounds, and I think that's why we fit so well together. So He's going to give you one aspect of it that absolutely works well, and I'm going to give you another aspect of it that I feel would work really well. So if I woke up today and I was laid off, the first thing I would do is look at my resume. It's the very first thing I would do. And I would make sure it's up to date with my last job. I would also really read it and see what it says. And I would send it to some of my friends that are professionals as well and say, what does this tell you? What does it tell you that I'm good at? That way you kind of have an understanding, because like I said in other episodes, my favorite analogy in the entire world is you're standing too close to the tree to see the forest. And so when you get laid off, you're in panic mode. Let's be real.
Right,
and
right.
Not all of us. Some of us, we're set up well. It doesn't matter. We're going to take a few months off. We knew it was coming and it's great. And that doesn't matter. But this is geared for the people who, oh my gosh, I didn't know I was about to be laid off. I don't have enough money. I've got to protect my family. I need a job. That's kind of what this pertains to a bit more. So if it were me, the first thing I'm doing is looking at my resume. I'm making sure it's up to date, making sure my dates are good, making sure it looks clean. And then like Mark had said with networking, LinkedIn is a very, very powerful tool.
Yes, it is. Now,
some of us have utilized it within our career and some of us have it. If you have not, what I would do is I'd get onto LinkedIn and I would start looking for jobs that are posted through companies and I'd start applying that way. I would also make sure my banner says open to work. I would also start connecting with talent acquisition folks for companies that you like. So let's say you're in a specific industry, you love that industry, pull that industry up, start following people at those companies, talent acquisition, IT leaders, start following everybody. Because what happens is if a company sees you out for open to work and they say something or they repost you, there's just so many different networking possibilities
right
when you're on LinkedIn, if your network is created correctly. You can also make sure that you're applying for, you know, Facebook. I think the easiest and fastest way to find a job is your own internal network. You know, yes, people from working at other companies. Start reaching out to your friends. Go through your contact list on your phone. Start reaching out to people you used to work with, or they work for a great company. See who's hiring. See what's going on. There are, even though it seems like there's just nothing out there, there is. There's a ton of stuff, but you have to be proactive and go after it. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I just want to piggyback on that statement you said about reaching out to your warm marketing friends and all that. Ladies and gentlemen, like Josh said, if you are in a position where you are, you know, unexpectedly got laid off and you're in a position where now you need to get a job because, like he said, bills are due and things like that, ego has to get set aside. I know a lot of times we want to say, you know, I haven't talked to this person in 6 months, 7 months, and I don't want them to know, you know, about, you know, where I'm at in this current state of affairs. Cause let's keep it a complete 100 here, ladies and gentlemen, this is real life. And we all have our position where, you know, you've been making $180,000 a year, you know, $200,000 a year in your position, and you've been doing it for a while and you feel like, okay, everything is good. But then all of a sudden this happens, right? And like he said, you won't talk to people who actually can possibly help you because you're a little prideful. And we need to address this. If you want to get a job today, these are things you're going to have to work on right now, setting that ego aside and saying, hey, look, I need help. And it's okay to say that, because this is the thing, by you saying that, you don't know, they may be in need of your particular skill set. They may be in need of having your position or your position filled by someone like you. And because they know you and you reached out to them, it could work. But if you're too prideful to do like Josh said, which is talk to your warm market, talk to people you know, then you're possibly missing a chance. And we're not saying every time it's going to work, but these are avenues that you can take. All right. So I just want to piggyback on that, Josh. That was a great point you brought up.
Yeah, absolutely. And in with your network, it's okay to start reaching out to certain agencies. Remember, we had the podcast where we talked about how to pick the right agency. Go back and listen. Go to our website. Go back and listen to that podcast about what you're looking for within an agency and start reaching out. Or schedule some time with us. We can go a little bit more in depth on how we would do it. We can take some time even to show you how to set up your LinkedIn correctly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that we can do to help. You just have to ask. And again, there's no sense on being prideful. We've all been in the position. We've all been looking for jobs. We've been there. And we know how, oh my gosh, we know how stressful it can be. It can be really stressful. But if you do the right things, good things happen. So I do believe that if it were me, the first thing I would do is be reaching, going through my call list, calling all my old bosses, calling friends that work for companies, posting on LinkedIn, making sure my resume is good. And that's kind of where I would start.
Yeah, I think you're 100% correct. So like Josh said, LinkedIn, you have Indeed, you have ZipRecruiter, you have Simply Hired, you have Twitter, you have Facebook. These are all avenues that you can use to get yourself back out there. You have your warm market, you have, you know, like we talked about, Meetup, you have, you know, Eventbrite, where you can go to and meet people in person. You have charity events going on within your localization, you have marathon events going on in your localization, go for a run, if you know, so you have to step outside your box. When things like this happen, don't get flustered to where a lot of times when this happens, like Josh was saying, when you get flustered, because this is something unexpected, you have responsibilities. And so, but you go back to what you're comfort in and what you know. And again, if you're already doing LinkedIn because you have a platform there, you have a few followers here and there on there, you're doing Twitter, you have to step outside the box and be aware. Stepping outside that box might just bring to you that new opportunity that you're looking for, which in this case we're talking about, which is employment, right? But you have to think in this way. And like Josh said, if you're not used to thinking in this regard of out the box, like he said, that's why we're here. That's why we have this platform for you guys, because we want to make sure you can come here to calm the noise and get the information necessary to help you take the proper steps. Like Josh said, you know, knock on wood, we're both today, we're gainfully employed, right? But like he said, the steps he would take would be redo his resume first. And like he said, we have an episode on that where we talked about it a little more in depth. Go check that out. But do his resume and then talk to his warm market, right? And then I threw in the fact that, again, networking in person is one that I do believe is overlooked tremendously, especially post-COVID. I think we're still trying to get back to what we did prior to COVID, still, you know, even two and a half years later, right? Going in person is valuable to certain events in order to network. And you can go there with the intentionality to say, hey, I'm, I have these certs, I have this position, I need a job. You can go there with that intent. That's fine. That's honest. That's pure. And it's okay. And maybe going into the very first one doing that, then you can kind of dial it back on the next event. You can kind of be a little more calm and just kind of deliver yourself naturally and organically, you know. But again, if you're not used to it, yeah, it's okay to fail forward. All right. A lot, you're not going to be perfect at it. But again, if you haven't done it, if you haven't done networking in person, just put yourself out there. That's why we're bringing it up to you. Okay. Because it might help.
Absolutely.
All right.
And you know, it's funny. You know, Mark, I was going to bring up another thing on LinkedIn. I don't know about you guys, but anybody who's had a LinkedIn for a year or two, you've probably had 7 million recruiters in your inbox. Mm-hmm. go back there, go back 2 years, 3 years. It doesn't matter. Go back and start hitting them all up. Hey, what do you have now? What do you have now? What do you have now? Do you have any job openings? Do you have any job openings? Hey, I've updated my resume. What do you have? It takes literally, take an hour to go through 100 people. Mm. If you network it correctly, you can get something landed very quickly.
That's
and then
true.
Again, like we've talked about in other podcasts, controlling the process. You get your resume in, you follow up on it. You have an interview, you follow up on it. You send a thank you letter. You have your second one. You're constantly in the mix, but do not put all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
You should, if you've got your dream job and you've got an interview Thursday, but somebody offered you an interview on Wednesday, you take it. You need to have a backup just in case. Wouldn't it feel nice to have, what happens if you've got 10 interviews and you said no to 9 of them because you really wanted the 10th and the 10th doesn't pick you. And now you burned all the other 9. Be careful, because I've seen that happen more often than not. I've seen candidates, they're like, oh yeah, I'm on, you know, second, third and fourth rounds for 5 of these companies. And I think I'm going to get an offer for X and it's the one I want the most. And they get an offer on the other ones. They turn it down because that one's not here yet. Mm-hmm. And they don't get the offer. And then you're starting from, you know, sometimes you can go back and say, hey, I rethought this. I really want to take it. But most of the time, opportunity is gone.
Right.
So make sure you're keeping yourself open. You're not putting all your eggs in one basket. You're really doing what you're supposed to. And again, I can't stress this enough that, again, like Mark said, we are here for you.
Right.
This is what we do. So if you want some coaching, you want us to look at your resume, we'd love to. You want us to kind of go through your LinkedIn with you, we'd love to. You want us to help set up a game plan and how to reach out and how to, you know, put yourself out there, we'd love to help. So all you have to do is get to our website, schedule some time with one of us or both of us, and go from there. But that's what we're here for, is to help you get through the process, whatever that may be, and come out successful on the other side.
Yeah, Josh is absolutely correct. That's why we're talking about it today. I love you saying the whole premise is don't put your eggs in one basket. That's what we're saying, you know, from the standpoint of how do you generate these, you know, like you said, the 9 interviews or the 10 interviews. A lot of times, I do believe, Josh, from what I'm hearing from our employees who just kind of got, you know, let go and they're trying to figure it out. You know, when you ask them, they'll say, well, I'm doing LinkedIn. And I have, you know, my old resume up on, you know, Indeed or ZipRecruiter. All right. But that's still kind of 1 or 2 baskets. That's still, you know, 3 baskets. That's not enough, you know. So that's why we brought this episode to you guys today. And like Josh just mentioned to you, if you don't know, you know, how to interview, if you don't, because you've been working on your job for quite some time before this happened, right? Contact us. We're here. But if you can't contact us, there's other tools you can use, like Interview Buddy or, you know, Big Interview, you know, Google those and research those. You can use those tools because you don't want to get into the interview and not be prepared. Right. Like Josh talked about in plenty of the episodes, do your research on the companies that you're looking to, you know, interview with. You know, that's very vital, very important. Having knowledge on the organization before you go in. A lot of times you get wrapped up in, because again, this is a shock to you. You know your skill set, you know the years you put in, the seniority that you have, but you haven't done enough to understand where you're going, what culture you're going into, right? And that's important to understand those things. And so this is why we're bringing this up, because again, putting your eggs in one basket also too, you get caught up in just doing what you're used to doing, and you get shell shocked, if you will. Can I say it 10 times fast? You get shell shocked into, you know, the fact that this shouldn't have happened. I shouldn't be in this position, but you are. And you don't want to get, you know, so shell shocked to where you don't look at expanding yourself. All right. So, and we're kind of repeating ourselves, but we do believe this is important to kind of go over, because like Josh said, this is a very scary time for some people. You know, again, when you got that mortgage, you know, you got that car note, you got that private school, you know, tuition due, right? And groceries, what we said the other day, Josh, groceries prices still continue to go up, right?
Oh, my goodness. I could talk for hours on that, but we're not going to. But like you said, right, with shell shocked, guys, it's okay. You don't need to feel defeated. You don't need to feel beat up. You don't need to look down on yourself. It's okay. Millions of other people are going through the exact same thing. I've always told people, it's not necessarily how you handle it. It's how you bounce back from it. You know, so when something happens, it happened. Now what are you going to do? What right. actions are you going to put in place? One of my favorite things, and I still do this today for almost everything. Remember those old books that came out? They were huge, you know, for dummies. It would be anything for dummies.
Yeah.
I still go to YouTube and I'll be like, networking for dummies, prospecting for dummies, writing a resume for dummies. The reason I do that is because
my name on that one time. You might find my name on
it. But what's funny is that it's not that we're dummies. It just, it simplifies things to where it makes sense. It's another perspective. And that's why I love doing it, because it simplifies it. It doesn't put in all those big, crazy words that you're like, wait a minute, this doesn't pertain to me. What are they talking about? No, it simplifies the process for you to understand it, and then you execute. So it's one of my favorite things to do when I'm laying in bed at night and I'm like, oh, I don't know how to do this. I'm going to go, oh, let's see, new ways of prospecting for dummies. And I'll just start watching 4 or 5 videos. And the reason I watch more than one is because I want different opinions. Because let's be real, that's all it is someone's opinion. So another great tool that you can use, it's very effective, it's very fast. And you can learn a little bit.
I think that's genius, brother. That's genius. So if you are out of work right now, if you just got laid off and you need a job yesterday or today, right? We hope these steps that we kind of went over with you guys help you to process the actionable steps you can take now to make it a reality that you can get, you know, employed here quickly. Josh has mentioned many times, and I totally agree that we're here for you. You can go to our website, higherpowertech.com. If you have any questions and you want to reach out to us, we can go over anything from your resume, like Josh said, to how to interview properly, to tools that you can use, resources you can use beyond just us. Okay. We're here to help. All right. And make sure you just take your ego, set it aside. Take your pride, set it aside. Josh has mentioned it. This happens. It happens. Okay. But you are quality to be able to figure out how to grow through this and get to that next level and get to that next position that's going to work for you and your family. All right. And we're here to help. All right. Josh, anything you want to say?
You know what, Mark? I think I'm going to get a little crazy on this one. I'll tell you what. First two people that go to the website and sign up, I will give away 2 free 30-minute sessions to help you out with anything you need.
Oh, but there's a caveat.
The only thing I need from you is to write me a review. That's it. So if you're finding that you need help, go to the website, sign up. The first 2 people who sign up get a free 30-minute session with myself or Mark or both of us.
For both.
To talk about whatever you'd like to. First 2.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Look at you. You feeling very given today. I like that, Jay.
I just feel like there's a lot of people that need some comforting. So I guess that's my virtual hug.
I like that. I guess what do the kids do here? I guess it's one of the, like, what? I don't know if my heart.
Yeah, I'm not as good as, I'd have to bring my 5-year-old. Oh, there you go.
Right. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, first 2, go to the website and we'll take care of that for you. Okay. But we appreciate you guys. You got this. Just take it one day at a time. All right. Josh, anything you want to say before we go?
That's it. Thanks, guys. Have a wonderful day, and we're here for you.
All right. We'll talk to you guys soon.